Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They got three bad starts against the A's. Dean Kramer, Orioles tried to give him the silver platter win. Here you go. There's 3-0 lead. Handle this. Do your thing. Do what you've been doing, which has been awesome since the start of May. Dean Kramer. That was the surprising part, that he was just all over the place and he couldn't get himself out of jams. And then eventually the Orioles are fighting from behind. And then Kerstad strikes out with the bases loaded. I mean, we can revisit, I'm sure. And then Saturday, Morton was awful. Couldn't throw strikes. Labored. They were down 4-0 or 4-1 because they took the lead early. And then Sagano yesterday, and you heard Manzolino struggling up in his zone, bloop this. Rivera and Gunner did two mental gaffes. Rivera had a rough day all around. So did Gunner. First and second, less than two outs. He couldn't get, you know, he strikes out. But Rivera let that one Olay, which they eventually turned back into a hit. Gunner got the E, and rightfully so, on the charge. But the defense didn't do him any favors. But also, Orioles were 0-8 with runners in scoring position. This guy Lopez came in yesterday with an earned run average of 7. Had a really good start late May where he went 7 and did well. But he's kind of an opener sort of guy. He's bounced up and down with the minors, etc. And he goes out there laboring early. He was throwing balls all over the place, and you know, it looked like the Orioles were going to get an advantage just because he couldn't throw strikes, and they couldn't come through in the clutch. So a sweep would have put them 9 games below 500. Instead, they lose 2 out of 3, so they come back to Baltimore tomorrow against the best team in baseball, the Detroit Tigers, 12 games out. Whereas Tampa's on fire, Toronto's playing better, Boston just took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees in the Bronx. The Orioles go to Sacramento with a chance to add a little more juice to what has been signs of life in June, and they flatline. And the rotation. The three starters were the main reason, in my opinion, that they couldn't get out of Sacramento with a series win.
I totally agree with you, Bob. That's what I told Nolan when we were, you know, in the bullpen previously. It was a totally different start for all three of them. You know, I mean, watching Morton on Saturday, Jesus Christ, that was difficult. You know, I mean, like after he couldn't get it out, and you know, like the Palmer's like, somebody going to start to warm up,
Manzo,
yeah.
But the tough loss, Nolan, was the Friday night loss. You're up early. Kramer's been great. And then he just really labored against an A's lineup that's got some. And this Wilson kid's, what, second in baseball?
Yeah.
In batting average. And Soderstrom had the great start to the season. They have some dudes. It's not like they're no talent whatsoever. But they've been bad. Like, hadn't won a series in over a month bad. So you got to. you got to keep the foot on the throat there. And the Orioles went in there and just kind of handed them a series win.
Yeah.
To their
yeah.
detriment, obviously.
I mean, this had to be, I think a lot of people were hoping, oh, hey, another sweep here. You're going up against a team that, you know, is worse than you in the standings. You got to get this one. But two out of three was necessary. And you're right. Friday is the one that stings because that it was right there for you. It's a one-run game. Even though you gave it up, you know, what, Holiday had the late homer there. The game was there for the taking, even if you didn't get the starting pitching. And I thought yesterday, Sagano is the worst he's looked all year. But still, there's room there to come back. That shouldn't be something that's impossible to surmount. I find myself a little more frustrated with the offense than anything this weekend. Because, all right, pitching, was it winning performances all 3 days? No, far from it. And probably should have lost on Saturday. So, I mean, thank God they fought back and at least salvaged one win because getting swept here would have been devastating. But yesterday, the lefty woes again, this just can't be their reality. If they are going to be back, and I proclaim them as back, you can't go out there and let scrub left-handers look like elite.
How about any left-hander?
Well, all right, if you're going to get blown, or you're going to get...
they're facing a guy on Wednesday who's far from that. Lefty.
Sure.
Yeah.
Facing him or when Garrett Crochet was dominant against them earlier this year, it made sense. Those are good pitchers. But journeymen, guys who haven't found their footing at the major league level, no.
Yeah, Newcomb came in and looked like Vita Blue against the Orioles coming out of the bullpen for Lopez. But hey, 0-for-8 runners in scoring position. To your point, Nolan, I'm feeling your frustration with that, but the offense won him the game on Saturday. Mm-hmm. The offense put him in position to win the game on Friday. Yesterday, they just went quietly into the Sacramento late afternoon. So now they come back, not back, still in last place in the American League East, 13 games behind the New York Yankees. They're still playing their best baseball of the year if we want to look at a 2-3 week stretch. A couple weeks back, they were 19 games under 500. Now they're down to 12. But golden opportunity, in my opinion, lost. And now you come home for the Tigers, which is not going to be easy. And then the Angels come in this weekend. And the Angels are kind of like the Orioles, just mired in this mediocre sort of whatever their reality might be. They do have a better record than Baltimore, by the way.
Well, probably the best thing about the road trip was Rutschman kind of is on fire.
Oh, he's lighting it up here.
Yeah, that was the best thing about the road trip. You'd have felt like, Bob, if they would have beat Seattle 2 out of 3 and then won 2 out of 3 from Oakland.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We'd be feeling,
you know,
100
what? That's,
times better.
That's a great way to look at it. You're 4-2 with 2 series wins.
Right.
You're looking at it in a more positive way. You sweep Seattle. Nolan's, we're black. They're back, baby. And then you go out and lose 2 out of 3 to the A's. It's got a totally different feel to it.
Yeah.
After that.
But still, when I expressed my frustration for the offense yesterday, that came from a change in perspective. After watching Saturday and watching this last week plus, I felt like, all right, you're down whatever it is, 5-1. You can come back from that. I don't care how late it is. I mean, they've showed some fight here as of late where a month ago, they're down 3-1. Oh, turn it off. It's over. So a change. There's already been a change in focus here.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was 1, 2, and 3 in the lineup were, you know, because Holiday was doing a nice job, and in Rutschman and in Gunner. I mean, to me, that was the big difference.
I mean, they did combine for 4 hits yesterday, but none of the crucial variety. Gunner, as we said, he was up in a interesting spot when the Orioles had, because Adley had singled, they had first and second, but one out, and he strikes out, and Laureano flies out to right field. So you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. So over the course of just 3 days, Friday, we're feeling good. We're pumping. We're banging chest. Well, not really, but you get it. We're feeling, there's a different energy about the team from the fan base, certainly from the team themselves. And now here we are. It's deflating, I would say. Now you're up against it against Detroit. Now, if they could take 2 out of 3 from them, dare I say sweep, because you never know. That's why they play the game. Then the Angels come to town. It's like, all right, you got to win this. But 4-2 on this homestand is essential to even have any sort of realistic conversations about playoffs and wild cards and any of that.
Yeah, because they're still, 8.5 out of the wild card. So, yeah, they're gonna need that because, like you said earlier, Bob, the East teams are starting to kind of heat up a little
bit. Yeah, Tampa right now would be in the playoffs if they started today. So would Toronto. All of a sudden.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.